Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study of 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, we were taught that the man who believes as the devil does, that Jesus is just the Son of God, that belief cannot save him from hell. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Jesus Christ, our Lord, keeps records, my friends. Keep it in mind, He is the one who takes vengeance, not us. But it is at His coming. So, friend, wait patiently. Endure in Christ. Keep on keeping on. Why? Because a great day is coming. They know not God, and they obey not the gospel. In John chapter 3, verses 18 through 21, we read this. He that believeth on him is not condemned. And this is Jesus speaking. But he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. In other words, this person has not trusted their life and their destiny. They haven't put all their eggs in that one basket. See, some people take Christ as a good luck charm. Well, I'll add him. Maybe if I go to church and I'll say prayers and I say, Jesus saved me, and then I go out and do this and I'm charitable and I do all these other things, and he'll take me to heaven. No. All those other things won't get you to heaven. You know, Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ alone is the only way. And he goes on to say, and this is the condemnation, that light is coming to the world. And men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. You see, men may say, yeah, I want to be saved. I don't want to go to hell. Who wants to go to hell? But they don't want their sin taken away. They love darkness rather than light. And so what they want removed is the consequence. They may be like the devil. They believe that Jesus is the Christ, Almighty God in the flesh. They may even believe that Jesus can save from hell. They may even believe that he paid the penalty for their sin in full. But they still don't want their sin taken away. And so they love darkness rather than light. They don't want to repent. And Jesus said in Luke 13:3, except you repent, ye shall all likewise perish. And he goes on in John 3:20 to say, for every one that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth the truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. Again, you see, they hate the light. There's no repentance. In the absence of shame today among men, all conduct is excusable. But my friend, all conduct is not excusable before the judge of the universe. Those who know not God are those who do not have a personal living relationship with him as a result of receiving the shed blood of Christ as the payment for their sin. We read in 1 John chapter 1, verses 5 through 7, this then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. Of course, we associate sin with darkness. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, in other words, with others who walk in the light, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. But understand, the blood of Jesus Christ is like the bar of soap that's on the soap dish in your bathroom. That little boy will go in there and come out. He may wet his hands, but boy, adding soap, and he doesn't soap up. And as a result, just got his fingertips a little bit wet, and he dries them off and tells mom he washed his hands. Kind of like a person says, yeah, I said, Jesus saved me, and I'm sorry for my sin. He's just tried to put his fingertips in the water, but he really doesn't want the Lord to take his sin from him. He doesn't want cleansed by the blood. And my friend, that's what goes on with so many today. The great crime of multitudes will be that the gospel is revealed, and they simply will not believe it, nor will they obey it. I think one of the saddest things for me to see is young men and women whose parents were examples of Christian piety. They had a family altar, and they faithfully attended the fundamental Bible preaching church. Those parents maintained a good standard. And those children go out from them to live careless and indifferent lives, foolishly stating they had religion crammed down their throat. Well, if that's the case, they should have swallowed. No one would have had to cram it. It's funny, we see a guy that is a medical doctor, a lawyer, or some other position that requires much education, doesn't complain that education was crammed down his throat growing up. As a matter of fact, they're kind of glad that it was. You see, most of the time, religion was not crammed down your throat. That fundamental church in the Bible was not crammed down your throat. The truth of the matter is that your own rebellion has led you to a hardness of your conscience. Unless there is a repentance and a bowing down, you might say a breaking down before God, a confession of sin and a turning to Christ, these people will feel their just deserts from God forever. My friend, that's not God's desire, because he's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But you better come to repentance. Now, you say, can I turn from my sin myself? No, you can't. I couldn't do it for myself. But I've got to be willing for the Lord to take it from me, to cleanse me by his blood. That's the idea of repentance. I'll turn to Jesus Christ, turning from depending on myself, turning from my sin. I'm turning to him to take my sin away and to give me everlasting life. I hope that you'll trust him in that way as well. You see, these obey not the gospel. That is, they reject the word of God. Well, my friend, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The word of God is the power for salvation. It's the power for holiness of life. It's the power for all matters of faith living. And it is by the word, this very word of God, we shall be judged. Even our motives, our thoughts, our deeds, as well as our words. Well, they rejected those who proclaimed the truth because there was a call to repent. Jesus said in John chapter 7, verse 7, the world cannot hate you, but me, it hateth, because I testify of it that the works thereof are evil. Now, my friend, if you hate the preacher that preaches against and names sin, then you would have really hated Jesus Christ, because he named people, he named sin, and he called it as it is. I shared with my teachers at the beginning of this school year, 80% of the Ten Commandments are negative. Deuteronomy chapter 28 spends the first 14 verses talking about the blessings that God would bestow for obedience. But then from verses 15 through 68, he tells of the consequences if they disobey. And you might say 4-1, nearly 80%. He's warning them what happens and telling them about sin and so forth. And that was God's way, and it was Jesus' way in the New Testament. And so we've got to be on guard about that. So here are people who had rejected those that preached the word. Now, the word obey in the context of our text, where it says, in flaming fire here in 2 Thessalonians 1:8, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. The omnipotent, all-powerful, all-knowing God. They won't obey him. And they think they can outsmart him in judgment. So that word obey in the context of this verse has the idea of they have known the way of righteousness and they have continually rejected it. They will see the consuming fire that they should have received and with whom they should have had a personal, ongoing relationship. So yes, my friend, there is a day of rest and there's a day of revenge. But we need to see the next thing, and that's in verse 9 of our text. There is coming a day of rottening. In verse 9, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power? Now notice the wording here. Everlasting destruction. The word everlasting means without end. Destruction does not imply annihilation. Rather, the implication is of corruption and an injurious force which cannot be hindered. I can remember in high school that, and this was back in the 60s, that I got a 1957 Pontiac. And boy, that thing was really a good running car. It's in good shape, ran well. But for whatever it was, I don't know what it was. I tried everything I could try, but it had an odor in it that I could never get out of it. It was that way when I bought it, and it was that way when I sold it. Never could get that odor. Tried everything we could to get that odor out. But we just couldn't do it. And, you know, that's the way it'll be for the one in hell. Eternal corruption. Oh, the opposite of heaven, where there's no more pain, no more death, no more sorrow, no more crying, no more tears, and the former things are passed away. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.